That tragic duck boat accident last week near Branson, Missouri, was especially tragic for the Coleman family of Indianapolis. Of the 17 people who died, 9 of them were Colemans. Tia Coleman survived with a nephew, Donovan. Tia lost her husband and their 3 children, as well as her father-in-law, mother-in-law, sister-in-law, 2-year-old nephew, and her husband's uncle. Her pastor, Victor Morrissey of God's Love Christian Church in Indianapolis, is with us now. Pastor Morrissey, welcome.
Yes, glad to be here.
And we want to remember Tia Coleman's family members. But first, I just want to know, how is she holding up? I know you've spoken to her.
Matter of fact, I spoke with her last night. She's holding up as well as you can expect under these circumstances. You know, anytime you have a loss in your family, it's tough. But when you have a greater loss, as what she's had, makes it even tougher. But she's holding up well.
She gave a press conference on Saturday, a lot of people praising her for her strength in doing that. Here she is talking about her 3 young kids who died in the duck boat the other day.
My oldest son was Reese, who was on the autism spectrum, but he made every day worth living and knowing. And he was the happiest, sweetest little boy anybody would ever want to meet. I love everybody remember my Evan, who was 7. Who was extremely smart and quick and witty. He loved life. And he was a great brother, a big brother and a little brother. And then my baby, Aria, she was only 1. And she had 1,000 personalities wrapped up in her 1. And she would blow kisses and she would fight. She was a little fireball and my only girl.
Pastor Morrissey, you knew these children and this family well.
Yes.
Just, I want to give you a moment to just tell us a little bit about them. What do you remember about them?
Well, first of all, the way she described them is just straight to the point. That's exactly how they were. Just about 2.5 weeks ago, we had a church service at our house, and then we had a barbecue afterwards, and all 3 of the kids were there. Mm. Reese was just constantly up in the service, and Evan, he's the big little brother, you know, so he was, sometimes trying to direct Reese. But I always tell him, just let him be what he wants to be and do what he wants to do. And Aria, she, you know, she was just all over the house, just having a good time, just running around, getting into things. And their family was there and just had a fantastic time with them.
It's just unbelievable and unfathomable to think about losing not one, but all of these kids.
Yes.
And other family members at the same time.
Yes, and that's one of the things I just want to commend Tia is just the strength that she's had, and I believe that strength came from her relationship with God. But I've never seen anyone exhibit this kind of strength under these types of situations.
There was one other survivor from the family. That was Tia's 13-year-old nephew, Donovan. Have you been able to speak with him?
I have been able to speak with him, but because he's a minor, we've not really tried to discuss too much of his situation through the media. So that's probably about all I'll be able to say concerning that.
Okay. How did you get through this situation, at least so far, yourself? This must have been just a total shock to you.
It was a total shock, and it was very tough. For the most part, I'm okay until I have to talk about it. And the more I talk about it, then I tend to choke up, and it becomes even more real.
Do you feel like you're trying to avoid choking up just to help everybody else get through it as well?
Yeah, for the most part, especially when I'm in Tia's presence and her family's presence, I try to remain as strong as I possibly can and typically don't choke up around them. But it's typically when I'm talking to someone else and I'm describing some things, that's when I tend to choke up.
In an interview with CNN yesterday, Tia said that her husband's actions to try to save her children will keep her going after their loss. Here she is.
When they found my husband, he had all 3 of my babies. So the reason I couldn't find him is because he was protecting them. So I didn't know that at first because a lot of details were kept because they didn't have all the details in yet. That right there will keep me fighting for my family forever.
What do you think that Tia should do now to try and get through this?
Well, I think she should draw strength first from God and then second from her family. I think one of the things that has really helped her to get through even this far has just been just how willing people have been to help. When we were down there in Branson, Missouri, I was just blown away by the whole community's efforts to make sure that she was taken care of and to meet the needs of the family. So I think she drew a lot of strength from that. And then with many of her family members traveled down, and then church people. So she drew a lot of strength from the people that were around her, and I think she will continue to do so.
That's Victor Morrissey, who is pastor at God's Love Christian Church in Indianapolis. Pastor Morrissey, thanks so much to you. We're sorry for your loss, and please pass on our condolences to Tia as well.
I sure will.